I'm Ted Moellem. Before I forget, I need to also introduce my collaborators who are not here right now. I'm working with the Blind Lead Collective, which is currently located in Shillong, India. It's in the northeast of India. And the major players here are David Sexton, who was born blind. He's from California originally, but married a tribal woman up in the northeast of India and now resides there. We've set up a workshop, and the other two members of the workshop who have gotten really involved in this project are named Lunisha and Jitendra. We've developed a tool. The idea is to be a simple, low-cost drawing tool to benefit the blind, particularly those in the age range of about 3 or 4 years old to 20 years old, but potentially useful to everyone. Sighted children start drawing very early on. They have countless tools and media available to them. Drawing is integral to hand and multi-sensory coordination, to representational thinking, symbolic thinking. It's a means of expression, of communication. Drawing is used in acts of rebellion. Kids can use crayons, pens, markers. If that's not available to them, they can use whatever is around, if necessary, blood. There's no stopping kids from drawing. It's part of the development process. By contrast, someone who has little or no vision early on is left really without any comparable tools that offer immediate sensory feedback. So we can think about what's available there for drawing specifically. There is a steady flow of new technologies being introduced. The most standard involves working on the flip side of a page, whether it's paper or aluminum or high-tech polymer. You can emboss from the back of a page. This is all well and good. It doesn't allow for real-time feedback. Then you have things like a swell paper, or their capsule paper, and a heat fuser. There are wiki sticks. I mean, collage is always an option. All of these things suffer from one of a few key deficits. Either they're not providing real-time feedback, they're not drawing in the same sense that I was describing with sighted children, or they're really expensive. And then certainly when you consider where the need is and where the need will be increasingly in the coming years and decades, well, in India, where we have our Blind Lead workshop and the collective, there's about 12 million blind people, and a substantial number of them are early blind, and we can pretty much assume the rates of blindness or early blindness are not going to fall over there in India or in developing world at anywhere near the rates that they have in the US and Europe. These tend to be some of the most impoverished people in the developing world. That's saying a lot. On top of that, given the lack of tools for not just drawing, but basic Braille literacy tools. Braille typewriter, I don't have to tell you, costs $500 and up. And the technologies that are being introduced seem to be oriented toward, well, either ridiculously rich people or first world institutions. So the goal of the project, really simple, is to produce a drawing tool, something that gives immediate tactile feedback as you're drawing. It has to be super cheap. $150 is not super cheap. It might be by recent assistive technology standards, but it's not, it has to be affordable. It has to be available. So the materials, whatever is required, has to be easily acquired locally, simple to use, safe for kids. And so I'm going to go into a demonstration. I'm giving you one of these. And you over here. First of all, you probably recognize the form factor. It's built around a syringe. This is part of our effort to keep it super cheap. The functionality of the syringe is perfect for this. This was one of the first major design suggestions that came out of our Blind Lead workshop. This is a co-design project. This isn't something which I am designing for blind people. This is something that I'm designing with blind people, and the majority of the people who are going to be involved in development from here on are themselves blind and are very enthusiastic about this project. Let's get more into the functionality of the device. So first, I'll ask you to pull out the plunger. There's a plunger in the syringe, which is loose. You can just pull it out. It comes right out. You'll find there's the syringe part, and then there's what's basically a battery pack, a round battery pack. And on the side of the battery pack, you'll find a little button. The device needs to warm up. Hold the button down for about a 5 count, and then release briefly for about a second, and then hold it down again. And this is going to be part of the usage style, at least until people complain enough to make us change it. The reason being, the battery, it shuts itself off for safety reasons after about 6 seconds, but it goes right back on if you release the button, wait half a second, and press it again. So it's a wax pen. again, the wax needs to heat up. So if you've gone through one or two 5-second cycles now, then hold the pen so it's comfortable. And if you start tapping the tip, the pointy part, against the page, sometime soon, if you're holding the button in 5-second increments, you should start to be able to feel little dots forming on the page beneath you. Hold the button, tap, 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 tap.
They took the plunger out of the syringe.
Okay.
Did they put it back?
No. So
okay.
The plunger is for advanced users. Basically what's happening here is the material is crayon. Crayon, it melts at a very low temperature, and then it hardens again very, very quickly. So it liquefies. If you do have access to the plunger and are a novice user and get a little bit frustrated, it is possible to inject the full contents of the device. It wouldn't happen all that fast, and you'd just end up putting in a new crayon, getting a new page, and you'd have crayon on your hands. But we'd like to avoid that when possible and get people using it as smoothly as possible. And we're erring on the side of not making any marks at all. If you keep doing that, if the dots are coming out consistently, you can start just making dotted lines.
It took me about 5 repeats of the 5-second thing.
If you hold down the button, just tap, but now move in small spaces. Tap, 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 tap. You should be able to get a dotted line.
So when you're drawing, are you holding the button down or not?
Yes. Just remember, if you've been holding it for much more than 5 or 6 seconds, it's no longer activated. It switched itself off. You just have to release, wait half a second, and then press it again. Right now, the learning curve is going to be the first. We need instructions that get people past that quickly. Maria is precocious here.
And I'm doing this, already without vision. I just want to mention this.
Yes.
I'm closing my eyes, but I don't need to. How soon after the wax hits the paper are you able to touch it?
If you don't have the plunger, then just about right away. So the reason I'm starting people off with dots, right? So if you dot, it tends to start to come out faster. The tip globs up, right? So you get that initial glob off, it becomes a different tool altogether about 15, 20 seconds into successful use. We can have it heat up faster, for sure. We're trying to achieve a balance between having it work quickly enough not to be frustrating versus having a whole lot of wax on the page without any intentions. So right now, all three of our contestants are successfully creating lines, contours.
I made a triangle.
Triangles, squares, and this is...
I made a banjo.
It is crayon. If you bend the page a little bit, it comes off. Depending how you put it on, it might come off. I don't want that to be people's first experience. I don't mind telling you, but I'm going for the organic experiences here. The methods here are still being worked out. The blind lead group in Shillong, they're lead users more than anything else. And their task over the coming months will be to work out not just how this is used, you know, dot, dot, dot versus lines versus... But in what context it's used? Can you use it to explain geometry problems? Can you use it to create a map that helps your friend get around a new area or campus? What are the uses? In addition to the technology itself, which I'll explain in a moment, the usage cases are really being developed from scratch here. This device, the Shillong group has already been making these, constructing these from raw materials. The suggestion of a syringe wasn't just, hey, you know, maybe you could use a syringe. This was actually an expert. I'd trained them in a previous prototype construction process, and I believe it was Jitendra who had said, I want to use a syringe, is that okay? And he did, and here I am 10,000 miles away, and I used one too, and it's more than okay. Syringes are available everywhere, batteries are available, crayons are available very, very cheaply, but here even the heating element is entirely touchable. So these guys are going to be able to construct the device themselves. We are going to crowdsource and have these produced on larger scale, but one thing they want to do is to go to schools and show blind children how to make this, to explain what the challenge was that this addresses, to show them how simple it is to make something like this, to innovate around it, and to try to encourage blind children to at least consider pursuing a career in an innovative area, if not, so perhaps science, engineering, perhaps trying to address assistive challenges just like this, perhaps trying to address other ones. make Braille affordable, or just go completely beyond what we've been seeing so far in a way that's way similar to what Louis Braille was able to achieve.
Okay. Is there a way to make thicker lines using your system?
So you can, now depending on how you wield the device, you can make thicker lines in different textures. If you want to go really thick with minimal effort, that's where the plunger comes in. All of you are welcome to put in the plunger. Keep in mind two things. The plunger can force wax out quickly, so if you're pushing it down, you're not doing it hard with your thumb, you're doing it, you know, in a very controlled manner. And two, if all the wax comes out, I've got more craft. Pushing down the plunger and having your finger on the button at the same time...
You actually have to use your thumb.
...is a challenge. The ability to pull out the plunger or shut off that functionality, I think, is kind of crucial at the beginning. But we can design ways of doing that.
And you have this recycling thing with the battery for safety reasons for children? Is that why it
shuts off? Yeah. These batteries come with that setting, but it's a desirable setting. You can throw this into a bag or a pocketbook or wherever. If the button is being held down indefinitely, you don't want the battery on continuously.
Now, how easy is it for a person who's using this device, if they have to, say they run out of wax, to refill the device?
Pull out the plunger, grab a crayon. With this model, you have to break off a piece and put it in. The crayon is inside of the syringe.
The syringe.
Yes. The tip is arranged so that it's off by itself enough so you can have your finger right at the tip as you're drawing. You'll notice it gets a little warm. It doesn't get hot. You can use any kind of paper. Paper is advantageous because it absorbs a bit of the crayon. It'll stick better to paper than to, say, a very shiny, polished surface. But you can write on walls, ceilings. At least when the plunger is not being depressed, the wax is coming out by capillary action. That's part of the tip design. You're not forcing it out. You're liquefying the wax and giving it a place that it is happy to adhere.
You have to take the paper off the crayons before you put them in?
Yes. These are regular crayons. These are Indian crayons, the ones I could find locally for cheap. These aren't even Crayola.
In this prototype, using hot glue.
The Blind Lead Workshop, one of the things that is being developed there is a better hot glue tool, which we're hoping would be more usable by blind people. So David, who's my partner, co-director of Blind Lead, he's had experience with just about every tool there is. He's a computer programmer as well. He's learned about hot glue the hard way, understands what it was that made it difficult, and we're trying to figure out whether if you have a thin enough stream, if it could be safe even in the hands of a novice. Hot glue is not part of the final prototype. When we make the first set of commercially produced devices, small-scale production run, it will be an injection-molded piece produced by a local firm, which just holds the battery pack and the syringe in the proper orientation relative to each other.
So what do you estimate?
Can I pass this around?
Sure, okay. To make one of these devices at this point.
So at this point for production, under $10.
Yeah, I'm curious how big the battery pack is, and I think I heard that any crayon can be used for this.
These are ordinary crayons. I haven't tried it with the washable crayons or it's paraffin wax. They've made their way around the world. They've gotten absurdly cheap. You do have to remove the paper before you load them. The first question was the size of the
battery pack.
It's a little bigger, Karen, than a AA. It's about 1.5 AA's high.
There's a lot of information available on tactile graphics and how you make tactile graphics and how you instruct kids in reading tactile graphics. And there's very, very little on actual tactile drawing by blind kids. It's almost the elephant in the room in some of these papers. There's just not much there on like a sketching class, drawing class. Particularly now, the trends in education, in just general education, are toward design thinking and hands-on and production, artifact production.
When you turn it off, I assume that the wax will get hard. That wax will be usable as soon as you turn it on and heat it up again. And how long before it's available? And where can I get it?
The goal is to do a Kickstarter crowdsourcing in advance of the first production run. Our team has agreed by mid-August to get that going. We'd like it to be available as soon as possible. One thing we're doing, for historic reasons, our focus demographic is developing world, early blind, age 3 or 4 to 20. Not because we love them more than early blind people here in the US, but because those are the people that tend not to get access to any of the new technologies. We're sure if it's a hit there, that it'll be a hit here. And in fact, multiple of the incentives on the Kickstarter are going to be provide enough of these to kids in India. We're looking at a collaboration in Liberia. Give us enough to get started and we'll send one to you in the US. But we do want to prioritize, we want to make sure that it's introduced to the people who have never used a smartphone, who have never really had use of Perkins Braillers early. And we want to get them using it in the classroom. We want to make sure that their teachers have some sense of what it is and how it's to be used. For that to happen, we need to develop the usage cases. This is all new. What is this device for? The place where that's most likely to happen is right now Shillong, India, because there's excitement based on need. Braille isn't really reaching all the places that it should for obvious reasons that the technologies are too expensive. Swell paper is not heard of there. That it sounds magic to them. When we're delivering it to schools in Shillong, donors who have given enough to help that happen can get it right along with them. Otherwise, we're hoping to make this move along as quickly as possible, so 6 months, a year.
Now, besides Shillong, have you approached any schools for the blind in India?
Sabria. Sabria is a good friend of mine. I'm going to Kantari, her institute for social entrepreneurs, before I go to Shillong. So she will get a chance to use one of these shortly. And she's been one of my main advisors since I started working in this area.
Do you have contact information or a website or something where we can follow the progress?
The website is blindlead.org. The current most recent post that shows there is 2011, and I know it, and I've pointed it out multiple times to our crew. In their defense, they're busy, and in my defense, I'm not updating the website anymore. I've handed over the responsibility. So I'm actually really proud of the project, which is last posted up there, even though it's from 4 years ago. Blind Lead, blindlead.org. Contact info is up there. If you want to nudge, feel free. So we will definitely post it there. The concept is related to the lead user concept. So whenever you have a new technology, which is really new, it's often the early adopting users who decide what's this going to be used for, or how can I adjust this so it suits my purposes. And over the past couple decades, companies have caught on. So 3M, when they release something they think is really new, they're looking at lead users. The concept for Blind Lead is, we're developing technologies, we're introducing technologies, but we're not just throwing them out into the world. This is something which, it's not high tech. This could have been there had you know, the right people had the right motivation. We're looking to make sure that the right people get all the encouragement they possibly could, feel empowered, know that they can make change, they can address challenges that they're familiar with, that people, be it at MIT or at 3M Corporation, whoever, are not necessarily on top of. So this is one of several such innovations that we're working on. There's also a lot of interest in getting to kids early, making sure they understand this is a technology which is transparent to them. They can build this from scratch. They can develop it further. If they develop something interesting, we'll post it to our website when that starts to happen. Hopefully we start to expand this group well beyond Shillong. We also have a small group in Tamil Nadu, India, which is way down in the south, which had worked on a labeler, Braille labeler.
Yes, we were talking about that earlier.
Have you tracked like how many inches per second you can write before you outstrip that heater?
Not at all. If you want to do that, that's going to depend how you've been depressing the button. It's also going to depend on the tip you have. So the three of these have slightly different tips, depending on whether you just have a small hole there, which allows the wax to come through, or whether you have wicking material, which is what we have on the three of these, and the shape of the wicking material, how far away it is from the heating element. These change the feel, the
the output. These are all pretty versatile tips. As long as it's heating, whether you press lightly or whether you press hard matters. Whether you're depressing the plunger, whether you're tapping. So if you're heating continuously, you can get a ball of liquid on the tip, and then if you don't push down hard, if you hold the pen at the right distance from the paper, you can just kind of drag that drop so it forms whatever you want. Or at least within the next year, we want to see this catch on. There's no reason why it shouldn't. In Shillong, in Tamil Nadu, in Boston, Cambridge, with Sabriya in Kerala, and everywhere else. There's absolutely no reason why this technology here shouldn't make it everywhere and be vastly improved. This should appear primitive compared to what you're seeing out there in 3 or 4 years. But experience tells me, and probably tells all of you, statistically, you probably will never see this again. When's this going to be on the market? Come on, we all know how funny a question that is.
Right.
The blind lead purpose is to recognize all of the very serious reasons that prevent these things from coming to market. It's influenced the design process in the first place. We've made sure to keep everything as cheap as possible. There's no part of the production process that couldn't be taken over by blind people if absolutely necessary. The technology it's transparent, it's in their hands. So if a manufacturer decided, hey, you know, the market would support marking the price up to $50, $100, that's almost a given if we just introduce this to a manufacturer. That's just what will happen. That's not happening with this. We won't let it. If we can't get it produced for whatever market force reasons there are, then this will turn into the centerpiece of a program that goes around from school to school and shows kids how to build this.
What I want to say is I'm excited about this because we know that children who are blind are missing out when it comes to tactile graphics. We know that most of us never drew anything when we were kids. We might have, if we had siblings who were sighted, we might have taken the crayons and rubbed them around on the page, but that's as far as it went. And consequently, we understand very little about tactile drawings when they're presented to us, unless they're the simplest things in the world. Those of us who are congenitally blind typically can't understand them. So I'm excited about how this could change the way blind children learn. And then my question is, what can we do for you? How can we continue to help you move this forward?
Right away, I got to see how people use this without even having seen a sample of what it's capable of producing. I mean, I've already gotten a lot out of this. The conversation, which has evolved in the past half hour, 45 minutes, is very, very encouraging. I came here, what was it, four years ago, with a labeler prototype. Stuff happened with the labeler prototype, and on top of that, I learned a lot, and now I'm working with 15 to 20-year-olds in Shillong instead of 35-year-olds in Tamil Nadu, and there's genuine enthusiasm, and we have our production process thought out, as well as how we're going to engage school kids. And there absolutely needs to be a community. There need to be blind lead users, actively engaged, determined to see this happen. It's true for this product. It's true for everything we're doing. If you guys, any of you, all of you, could get involved whatever way you can through the website is a way to start. You can post, what is this? Is this a dead program? It's the last post is 4 years ago. What's going on? David will see that. In rather than just making him feel guilty and me finding it very funny, hopefully some of you will engage with David. David plays with technology. He's setting up a computer lab in Shillong, teaching blind people how to use computers, teaching them Python, but he's setting it up for an entire school, which is it's an inclusive school. So he's going to be teaching computers to the whole school. He's just fearless when it comes to technology. He's the only one of his kind in his current environment. Two of these kids have chosen to start with Python. David explained to them thoroughly. He made sure they understand what they're getting themselves into. They don't even have a Gmail account yet. One of them has a Facebook, but doesn't use it. But they've determined they're going to learn Python as they learn how to do word processing and all that. Anything that this group does to encourage, help, advise that group would be awesome.
Okay, so we're going to all check out blindlead.org. Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.